From the 26th of August 2026, MA Money lifted the maximum loan-to-value ratio on prime full doc and alt doc loans up to $5 million from 75% to 80%. Vacant land moved the same way. Category 1 postcodes can now use an automated valuation instead of a physical valuation for loans at or below 80% LVR and no more than $2 million. Category 3 maximum loan size doubled from $500,000 to $1 million. That is the policy pack. The desk question is narrower. Which of your live files become writable this week that was stuck on a 75% cap or sat in a physical valuation queue? Tim Lemon, MA Money's national sales manager, told Australian Broker the changes had been some time in the making. The market moves quickly, he said, and the lender is seeing greater demand for larger loans and more flexibility across different locations and borrower types. Self-employed borrowers are a significant segment, along with investors looking to maximize borrowing capacity, larger loan scenarios, and clients using structures such as companies and trusts. None of that is a reason to dump the next 80% file at one lender. It is a reason to open the pipeline you already have. Start with the 75% pile. A purchase or a refinance that died last week at 76, 78, or 80% LVR on a prime full doc or alt doc file up to 5 million, set outside the old maximum. As of the 26th of August, it sits inside a new one. Vacant land is the same 5-point lift. That does not make the file easy. Serviceability, income evidence, the security, the structure, the aggregator accreditation, none of those moved just because the LVR cap did. LVR is one gate. It is not the file. Then the valuation pile. On Category 1 postcodes, loans at or below 80% LVR and no more than 2 million can now use an automated valuation model instead of a traditional physical valuation. If a live file is sitting in a val wait, and the postcode is actually Category 1, and the loan and LVR fit, the path changed. If the postcode is not Category 1, the physical valuation is still the path. Confirm the category against the current guide before you tell a client the wait is over. Category 3 is the third door. Maximum loan size in those locations has doubled from 500,000 to 1 million. A file that was too large for the old cap and is still at or under 1 million is a different conversation this week. Again, confirm the category. Do not guess a postcode from memory. Lemon also said the firm had made broader changes to residential, bridging, expat and self-managed super fund loans. Broker Daily, reporting the same pack, added income verification and credit policy, and quoted Stephen Begnell, head of lending. The lender had looked closely at where it could make meaningful changes while maintaining a responsible and considered approach to credit. The result, Begnell said, is a broad set of updates that will allow the lender to consider more scenarios when a deal does not fit neatly within traditional lending parameters. This piece does not invent those line items. Open the current product guide. If a live bridging, expat or SMSF file was waiting on a rule you cannot name, that is the job. Name the rule, then see whether it moved. This is a non-bank story, not a rate story. MA Money's loan book surged 127% to $7.5 billion in the most recent first half. The lender has since surpassed $8 billion, after more than $1 billion in new settlements in the opening months of 2026's second half. Lemon credits people, policies and products, technology and service. BDMs with deep non-bank lending experience, credit analysts who assess each application on its merits, and technology investment so the book can grow without losing the responsiveness brokers expect. The backdrop is the sector, not the brand. In the June quarter, Australian Bureau of Statistics data put home loans issued by the non-bank sector up 65.2% to $10.49 billion, from $6.35 billion a year earlier. Major bank home loan lending grew 2% in the same period. Lemon's reading, it is not necessarily that a borrower cannot get finance elsewhere. Sometimes a non-bank has a policy or an assessment approach that better reflects the circumstances. At MA Money, he said, they do not rely on credit scoring. They assess each application on its merits, which can matter for self-employed borrowers, complex income or structures, previous credit impairments, and clients earning bonuses or commissions. MA Money is a broker-only lender. Brokers are fundamental to the business. There is a separate, already running pricing window. MA Money's own residential rate refresh, attributed to the lender's LinkedIn and its site, runs from the 29th of July to the 30th of September 2026. Prime full doc from 6.49% per annum, comparison 6.53 to 65% LVR and 2.5 million. Prime alt doc from 6.79, comparison 6.83. Those are the only rates this brief will use. Do not invent a rate for the new 80% band. Do not treat a mid-year refresh as the 26th of August policy story. One is price. The other is whether the file can be written at all. Four questions on every live file you reopen this week. 1. Document type. Prime full doc, prime alt doc, vacant land, or something in the broader pack. 2. LVR. At or below 75 was already inside the old cap. 76 to 80 is the band that just opened on the announced products, up to 5 million. Above 80 is still outside those maximums. 3. Loan size. The 5 million cap on the prime LVR lift. The 2 million cap on the Category 1 AVM. The 1 million cap on Category 3. 4. Postcode category and valuation path. Category 1. Automated valuation may now be available inside those limits. Category 3, the maximum loan moved. Everything else, confirm before you promise a client a short eval. If you cannot answer those four, you do not have a writable file. You have a hopeful one. This is panel awareness, not a default path rewrite. A non-bank that just printed that kind of book growth will attract more files. More files is not a reason to make one lender the habit. Keep a named fallback on the same borrower type. Accreditation, BDM, and one recent file that proves the other path still works. Three actions this week. 1. Pull every live file that died on a 76 to 80% LVR or is waiting on a physical valuation. Dollar amount, document type, postcode category, val status. If you cannot produce that list, that is the finding. 2. Confirm Category 1 versus Category 3 versus everything else against the current postcode guide. Memory is how a Category 2 file gets promised an automated valuation it cannot have. 3. Rework only the files that now fit. Reprice, recheck serviceability, relodge. For every file you send, write the fallback lender and the BDM name next to it. The policy moved on the 26th of August. The pipeline has not, until you open it. Lemon is right that demand for larger loans and more location and borrower flexibility is what the market is asking for. The unfinished sentence is that a policy door opening is only useful if you know which of your files were standing in front of it.